Hello, and welcome to a short episode 93 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'm Steve Webb. As you know, if you heard yesterday's episode, my son Stephen had surgery yesterday, and it was a long day, and I don't have the stamina to do a regular three-chapter edition of the show today. I'll tell you about Stephen's day on the other side of this reading. Today, I'll read for you Psalm chapter 15 from the Good News Translation. Psalm chapter 15. Lord, who may enter your temple? Who may worship on Zion, your sacred hill? Those who obey God in everything and always do what is right, whose words are true and sincere, and who do not slander others. They do no wrong to their friends, nor spread rumors about their neighbors. They despise those whom God rejects, but honor those who obey the Lord. They always do what they promise, no matter how much it may cost. They make loans without charging interest, and cannot be bribed to testify against the innocent. Whoever does these things will always be secure. May God bless the reading of His Word. In relation to Psalm 15, God rewards the righteous man. So yesterday we arrived at the hospital at about 9:30 after having woke up about 7 o'clock. His previous surgery had us at the hospital at around 5 o'clock, so yesterday was better. Surgery was supposed to begin at 11:30, but they didn't actually take him until around 2 o'clock. While we waited, we talked about the Dodgers, iPhone versus Android, and various other things, just to kind of keep Stephen's mind off of things and calm his nerves a little bit. He wasn't really anxious about it too much, but there was a little bit of nervousness. Of course, anytime you go into surgery, I think there's always some of that. It's natural. But Stephen's a huge Dodger fan, and he's an Android aficionado, so that's always good for good conversation. When they finally did come in to take him in for surgery, we went across the street and had some lunch. And when I say we, I'm speaking of my wife, the lovely lady Leanne, Stephen's little brother Tim, Stephen's girlfriend Taryn, Leanne's mom, and me. We took about an hour for lunch, and then we went back to the hospital. And then after we got there, we waited for about an hour or so, and we didn't hear anything, so Leanne went to the desk to ask how the surgery was going, and she found out that we somehow missed the call in the rather large waiting room that he was already out of surgery. It was kind of weird because we were there, but we didn't hear them announce that he was out, so whatever. But we were told that everything went well, that there were no surprises, and that he would be in his regular hospital room very quickly, very soon. So 15 or 20 minutes later, we went upstairs to his room, and we got there about 10 minutes after he did. And he was awake, albeit a little bit groggy, as you might expect. His pain level at that time was about 4 out of 10, with, 10 being agony. So he had some pain, but he was doing pretty well. The rest of the afternoon and evening went pretty uneventfully, with him dozing occasionally and then waking up to watch the Dodgers beat the Yankees. He was kind of in and out of that, but we were happy to see the Dodgers beat the Yankees. That's always a good day. We'll go back to the hospital this morning to meet with the surgeon and then spend the day by his side. And Leanne will spend the night there while I come home to get some work done. I really want to thank you for your prayers. God has been with us through every step of this very long road that began last November, hit its nadir on January 8th when he nearly passed on to be with the Lord, and then the very long climb back to where he is now. God is merciful, and I know he must have some wonderful plans for my son. So tomorrow, barring any unforeseen glitches, we should have a full episode for you. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.